This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An investigation by the AP and the PBS series Frontline documented a sophisticated Russian-run smuggling operation to steal Ukrainian grain. AP's Ed Donahue.
The plan was to use deceit and falsified manifest to steal more than $530 million in grain.
All of the grain traders are worried right now because you might unwittingly support a Russian war by buying and selling grain.
International criminal law attorney David Crane says taking food supplies from civilians in an occupied zone is a violation of the Geneva Convention. Russia says the claim is false and baseless. Maritime risk analyst Amin Daniel says this would be hard to prove.
Please bear in mind, grain is not oil.
Tests can be done on oil to check its origin.
I suspect in grain it could be a bit more difficult. Hence, falsifying the manifest is even more important.
Satellite imagery and other data show ships carrying grain from Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine to ports in the Middle East. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are warnings about foreign efforts to sway American voters, and it's related to Russia. We get more from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. officials say Russia is working to amplify doubts about the integrity of American elections, while China is interested in influencing policy perspectives in favor of Beijing. That concern aligns with an unclassified intelligence advisory that says China is probably seeking to influence select races to hinder candidates perceived to be particularly adversarial to Beijing. Officials say they have not identified any credible threats to the election infrastructure like voting machines, but the intelligence warning comes amid the peak of a midterm election campaign cycle in which a rising number of candidates and voters openly express a lack of confidence in the nation's democratic process. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is VOA News. North Korea has fired an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan for the first time in 5 years as it escalates tests of weapons designated and designed to strike regional U.S. allies. The launch early Tuesday forced Japan to issue evacuation notices to residents in the northeast and suspend trains. It was North Korea's most significant missile test since January. Japan and South Korea both called security meetings to discuss the launch. That launch is the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days and what was seen as an apparent response to recent military drills involving the United States and its allies in North Asia. U.S. President Joe Biden is promising to rebuild it all after visiting Puerto Rico on Monday to survey damage from Hurricane Fiona as tens of thousands of people remain without power 2 weeks after the storm hit. In remarks, President Biden says that he wants to help make sure Puerto Rico can rebuild for the long term.
We have to ensure that when the next hurricane strikes, Puerto Rico is ready. Today, I'm announcing more than $60 million in funding to help coastal areas in Puerto Rico become better prepared for the storm. For example, we can create a flood warning system to help shore up levees and flood walls.
Meanwhile, days after Hurricane Ian carved a path of destruction from Florida to the Carolina states, the dangers persisted and even worsened in some places. It was clear the road to recovery from the storm will be long and painful. More than 500,000 homes and businesses remain without power Monday in Florida, and it will be the weekend before most power is restored. Ian is still not done. Officials warned there still was a potential of coastal flooding from Long Island to North Carolina's Outer Banks, where the only highway to the barrier islands was closed by sand and seawater. 78 deaths have been blamed on Ian, with 71 of them reported in the state of Florida. The CDC is doing away with notices about the COVID-19 risk of visiting specific countries. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday that it's dropping the notices because fewer countries are testing for the virus or reporting the number of COVID-19 cases. That makes it harder for CDC to judge the risk facing travelers. And a CDC spokeswoman says the agency will only post a notice for an individual country if a situation such as a troubling new variant of the virus changes CDC travel recommendations for that country. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.